we're going to Baltimore, and we're going to stay the whole hour on one block, 3300 Greenmont Avenue. I'm Barrett Golding. This is Hearing Your Voices from NPR. Out of the Blocks was a radio program made for The Signal, a series on WYPR Baltimore. It was produced by Aaron Henkin and musician Wendell Patrick, who did the music. You are hearing voices, and we're Out of the Blocks.
Out of the Blocks, from the minds of Aaron Henkin,
Wendell Patrick,
One Hour Radio,
One City Block,
Everybody's Story.
This is 3300 Greenmount Avenue.
Jada says she's coming right now. Oh, we got a 5 week. Yeah. Ravens, how about those Ravens? I tell a person, I said, how about those Ravens? They look good. Well, I got the helmet. Got the signed jersey by Ray Lewis. Got the bobbleheads. Got the scarf. I got the beads. I'm a diehard fan. Yeah, I got everything. I got the bobbleheads and all that. Got a real helmet, though, right there, though.
We have neutralizer.
We have a short cut.
Conditioner.
Which is a spike cut.
Regular shampoo.
Dry wrap.
Detangling shampoo.
And a straight wrap.
Cleansing shampoo.
Flexi rods.
These are called Marcel curlers.
Twisties.
Holding sprays. You got your firm hold, your super hold.
Single twist, two strand twist. This is called Oprah curls.
Oprah curls?
Oprah curls. You feel like Oprah when you finish. It's beautiful. This is beautiful.
How do those go in? How does that work? That's a mystery to me.
You have to glue it in the hair. So right now I'm measuring out the length that I need to cut off. And then I will add the glue to it and lay it on top of our hair. Our hair is gelled down, so I'm just gelling it. It's called a gel weave, and she's going to be the next Oprah when I finish.
What time? Yep, that'll be 4:30. Yep, I'll see you then, okay? All right, bye-bye.
My name is LaShawn Glasgow.
My name is Tiffany Thomas, and we're at Sheer Intensity Hair Salon.
3338 Greenmount Avenue. We've been here for 8 years.
I used to go up her house, and she's always styling people's hair, so that inspired me to do hair.
Well, we're like sisters, so I guess she wanted to follow my footsteps.
Everybody is different. Everybody has a story, so you hear all sorts of stuff. From the good, the bad, you learn to just listen. Sometimes give your opinion, sometimes just be a good listener.
This is like the best job you could ever have, is really doing hair, you being your own boss, and just satisfying customers. We come in at 10, and we probably leave here around 10. On a good day, we'll leave here around 12 o'clock.
You know, it's no one else doing things. You have to do everything yourself as far as paying bills and making sure you're here on time to get your customers in and locking up. So it's just a whole different responsibility, whereas before other jobs, you just went in, did styled hair, and then left, and someone else took care of it. So
I never imagined I'd be an owner of a salon, especially with me and Tiffany together. As her being my little sister, I never thought. But we're doing real well.
I'm not no gourmet chef or anything, but I got some skills. We do our cheese steaks a little bit differently. Most people, they put their cheese on the bread. We like to put it on the meat and whatnot. I think it gives them a little bit more flavor in there.
Coming up, okay.
Brother, you said everything, right? You kind of get like a robot with these things. After the first 100 or so, you just, it's done. My name is Zeeshan Kazmi. It's 3300 Greenmount Avenue, and this is a fried chicken business. King's Fried Chicken.
He said, my name is Fried Onion. What else? My burger and cheese.
My name is Mamadou Diawara, from Mali, West Africa. We make this chicken very good. The way we season it, it's like the best chicken in the Baltimore City, you know. I love cook because I love eat.
We Muslims, we have a greeting. It's called Assalamu Alaikum. I like it a lot because before you even shake the person's hand, you invite peace to you and that person. And we should all be about peace, you know. I like to read a lot, study a lot. My Islamic studies take a lot of time. And, you know, us Muslims, we pray 5 times a day. So that takes a long time out of the day. But other than that, I try to have a new experience each day. A lot of people feel like, one gentleman was talking to me before, he's like, well, why all you Muslims come over here? Why are you guys building mosque over here? I said, well, everyone does that. I've seen Buddhist church, Christian churches, Jewish churches. We just want our voice to be heard too. And discrimination is everywhere, brother. That was my problem too. I said, man, these people over here, crazy. Crazy, yelling all the time. I live over here too, so it's never quiet. But after a year or two living here, you know, I realized that everybody's got good and everybody's got bad. And if we all come to a better understanding of what people go through, we might take away some of our ignorance.
Rich gets solid, just solid. Okay.
Gonna do something, that boy. I know he will steal something. I know it. He just came to pay, like to look like to pay, and just gone outside.
Does that happen pretty often, Miss Risham? Shoplifters?
No, not that often, but sometimes they do that. Ana Risham Mahari Haptamichael Bahal and Mama Grocery Store Sarre. My name is Risham Haptamichael. Address is Mama Grocery Store, 3322 Greenmount Avenue.
417. Give me 30 cents more.
30
Don't
cents
worry about it. That's enough.
I'm from Eritrea, East Africa, and I came 1985 here.
Hey, I never see you. What happened? You going to school? You working, making money. Where do you put all your money?
Yes, baby.
What was your inspiration for leaving Eritrea and coming here?
It was a war, a big war. It was bombing, killing people, and we just have to get out.
Why you don't go to school nighttime and work daytime? 150.
When we came here, we went to school, to BCC. For 2 months, they helped us with the rent and everything. After that, we just got it by ourselves. We started just working.
Thank you. Hi, cutie. Who is that? You have a baby? No. No, you don't have a baby? I thought you got a baby.
Tell me how you decided to name this place Mama's Grocery.
My daughter, the little one, who gonna work there? She said, my daughter. Me, I told her, let's call Mama. That's it. We call her. And everybody, they call me Mama. Nobody knows my name. But I'm okay with that.
You treat a lot of these young kids like you're their mama.
Yeah, yeah. I tell them to go to work. I tell them don't stay in the street. I just treat them like if they don't have anything, we give them food. We give them everything they need. And they look out for us. They see. Don't do anything, mamas, they say. We treat them good and they're okay also.
How are you? How are your kids doing? You don't see them. You say you don't see your kids.
No. It'd be kind of killing.
You have to be good, not staying in the street, though.
That's all I got.
You have to show them how you do. That's why I'm telling you.
I see you interacting with all these kids, and yeah, you obviously love them. You joke with them. You know about their lives. They love you. They call you mama. Do you worry about them?
We know, like, 3 people, they came here, got killed in 35th Street. And some, they go to jail, like, for 2 years, 1 year, 6 months. And they come out, they do same thing when they was doing before. But they smart. They can do better, but what you gonna do?
Hey, what are you? Oh, you working? Oh, my goodness. I don't believe this. I never believe this. You working?
Don't believe.
You stop stealing and you working now?
If you're just tuning in, you're on 3300 Greenmount Avenue. It's Out of the Blocks, a special edition of The Signal.
1 hour radio, my city block.
Everybody's story.
Yes, the crispy spring roll, awesome here.
Tofu, pad krab
pao. We make it here every day.
Excellent choice.
Good choice. Lots of vegetables also to go along with that.
The yellow or the red or the penang.
And they come medium spicy is good, or you need... Medium's good.
Okay.
A lot of water, yes. A lot of water coming up. Oh, the Thai restaurant is our, you know, name, and the address is 3316 Greenmount Avenue. This restaurant been here for 30 years, and we have a lot of, you know, regular customers.
So what was this block like when you got here 30 years ago? How was it different then than it is today?
Oh, before was very, very good. I mean, you know, everything, we have the stadium up there, and always busy here. But after the stadium moved, everything go down a little bit. But, you know, the Thai restaurant try to hold them up. Vegetable spring roll, enjoy, and they come right back. You know, most of American people, they ask me, what's the difference between the red or the yellow or the green or the Penang? The thing is different flavor, different vegetable. You have to see what you like, and then everything you can turn up and we can turn down.
So I need to come here four times, don't I?
You need to come here every day. I born in Bangkok, Thailand, and we came to the state, like, you know, in the 70s.
What brought you here?
Study, you know, school.
What did you want to study?
Usually my degree is computer science, but I end up, you know, working the restaurant. Because, you know, when you come here to study, it's a lot of money to get involved. So, you know, we go working also and, you know, study same time. And, you know, when you do this and that and you're good at it, and then, you know, you never change, you know, so you just go on and go on. So how's everything? You enjoy? Oh, you sweat a little bit, so it means good side, you know that. Would you like some homemade dessert? Fresh mango with sticky rice? If you go to Thailand, every corner of the street, you will see, you know, they sell the sticky rice with mango. A lot of good food in Thailand, everywhere.
Thank you so much, guys. Enjoy your day.
You too.
See you next week.
Меня зовут Дима. Работаю я в Stereo and Jewelry Exchange. Это мы здесь покупаем, продаем вещи. Hello, my name is Dimitri. I'm actually, we're at Stereo and Jewelry Exchange right now, 3349 Greenmount Avenue. We do wear guns here, as you see. Plus, we have a buzzer door. You have to get buzzed out before you leave, so that way people can't just run out on you. We have a bunch of guns there, AK-47, AK-47, yeah. Desert Eagle, Eagle.
I wear a Ruger.
That's my favorite gun. So, we have enough. We sell jewelry, of course. We have scooters for sale,
DJ equipment, guns, computers, laptops, TVs, iPods.
We have knives, watches, DVDs, perfume,
car stereo,
jewelry, like gold, silver,
all game systems,
GPSs, stereos,
Xbox,
PS2,
360,
I mean, anything Best Buy has, we have it. A poncho works where you could actually come and sell something and you could pick it up at a certain time with an interest. We don't work that way because we can only buy it from you. You could, of course, come back and buy it back, but it doesn't work like a pawn. I'm actually 23.
So you and the other guys, you all come from the same country. Tell me where you're from.
I'm from Ukraine, and Anton's from Ukraine, Kyiv. The older guy, he's actually from Vinnytsia. It's like a small little village place, you know, in Ukraine. We all speak the same language, but we're not related. How to tell you? I didn't imagine working here in this area, but this is how it is, you know. Whether I want it or not, it's already here.
Jamelia Williams, we're at 3310 Greenmount Avenue. The name of the business is Greenmount and 33rd Tag and Title. Pretty much the same process and procedure you'll do when you go to motor vehicle, we do here. So when you come in, you have all your paperwork ready. I input that very same paperwork into the motor vehicle system and then print your tags and you go. But us, is we're much faster, of course, because we don't have a whole lot of people waiting. Give me one second. Hello? How are you? Is your tags expired?
You have an inspection.
It's going to be a new registration because it's going to be registered to your grandma.
Your grandma don't have any tickets, does she?
It doesn't tell me.
All it says is a flag and it's insurance inquiry.
It's called a flag.
You know?
It's like stop. Listen, LaShonda, I'm about to end this call right now because it makes no sense to go back and forth. When you're talking, I don't overtalk you or whatever. I'm trying to be as patient and tolerable to you as possible. Now you're confusing me because I don't... Wait a minute. You telling me I can't really recall the conversation from 4 or 5 days ago, but I could probably be clear now. How are you trying to understand when you're not even listening? LaShonda, I'm going to be clear with you one more time.
Wow.
Exactly. You can Google that. Exactly. That's just what that is. Okay, thank you.
Bye.
31 minutes and 37 seconds with this chick over the phone. Like, come on. All right, here you go with this title. Let me see what you got going on.
A little nature preserve right here on the corner of 33rd and Greenmount in the way of one tree on the sidewalk full of birds. I like that. Now I know why you guys like this spot. It's a good tree, huh?
Nice spot.
My name's Paula Daniels. I lost my way as far as having my own home, my own independence, taking care of myself, having a job. I just started to lose faith, and then I have a lot of problems psychologically, and sometimes it's hard to get back to where you come from or where you should start. It's just very hard. And then just dealing with different people and their personalities and what they want to say to you. People do tend to rub off on you. When you're around them, they rub off on you sometimes.
How long have you been in this area, Ms. Paula?
I was young and I was raised just not too far from here, up on Frisbee. And I would live not too far from here. And I used to walk through here a lot, coming from school or something, or going to store for somebody or something like that. But I've been out here now since like 2006.
And when you say out here, you mean pretty much?
Pretty much out here without a real permanent place to be at, a real permanent home.
It must be kind of strange to be out here, just a couple of blocks from where you grew up and have memories from being a little girl.
Yeah, sometimes getting away too, because those memories are from a total different time. Sometimes I'm like, I'm seeing deja vu in my own mind of different places and things and people I knew and stuff like that. And I don't know why I'm even saying this to you, because I don't know what it come of it. I don't know, but it's the truth in my perspective, how I see it.
You tuned to a special edition
of Signal Out of the Box.
3300 Greenmount.
1 hour of radio, one city block.
Everybody's story.
Don't touch that dial.
Oh, that's okay. I know that's alright.
This is Hearing Voices, and we are Out of the Blocks. 1 hour, one Baltimore city block.
What's your excuse today? The preacher's still in the money? And this preacher don't want yours.
Well, my name is Elder Grissom, and we're on Greenmount 33rd.
It's not okay that our children learn how to use pistols and deadly weaponry before they learn how to worship God.
I'm from God's Kingdom Builders, Church of Jesus Christ, and what brings me here is simply the good news about Jesus Christ.
Why would God design the creation that he does not want to be right with him?
There is the truth available.
The devil is a liar.
And that alone brings me out.
We are perishing like no other.
Any corner that consists of a multitude is a good place to be.
If you can see what I'm doing, oh God, I am stopping the devil right now.
Outside is definitely spontaneous. So if you're going to minister outside, it has to be from your heart and it has to be God-given.
I'm shaking that demon up right now.
Because if you're looking for amen and hand claps, you might not get that.
I'm shaking up things because I'm making noise with God's truth. I got a voice of triumph. And
Oh, God! Woo! Some people come out actually to repent.
We are created in the likeness of God to worship God.
Some people are looking for the truth.
But the first assignment is repent and to turn from our wicked ways.
I saw a fellow walk by tonight and shake your hand. Looks like maybe he just got out of prison.
Yes, sir. He just got out of prison. I could tell by the bag and the wristband that he had on. And he looked very enthused about what was going on.
I don't believe that God had to sign me.
And I told him we'll be keeping him in prayer.
To just want the job and pay bills, and that's it. It's got to be more to my life.
I just witnessed you in an incredibly inspired state for about an hour straight out here on the corner, pacing, in your rhythm. I just have to ask you how you feel right now.
Well, right now, to be completely honest with you, I feel like athlete would feel after coming from the gym. So that's how I feel right now.
I'm not judging you, y'all. Listen to me, please. Please. I want somebody to know that Jesus works, that's all.
Just trust God.
You are now about to witness.
This is the song Eulah Street from Wendell Patrick's album called Forthcoming. We're back in Baltimore when we continue with Out of the Blocks, produced by Aaron Henkin and Wendell Patrick. That's in a minute on Hearing Voices.
Hearing Voices is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people, and the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes a great nation deserves great art. From NPR, this is HearingVoices.com.
This is Hearing Voices, and we're back with the second half of Out of the Blocks.
Out of the Blocks.
3300 Greenmount.
From Aaron Henkin and Wendell Patrick.
1 hour of the radio, one city block, everybody's story.
Yes, my name is Carmelitas. It's 3351 Greenmount Avenue, better known as Stadium Lounge. Well, I've been working here since 2006, but I've been coming here since 1979. Okay, and I've known this to be a pretty diverse place. You've had sports people come in from Memorial Stadium, and Memorial Stadium was still alive and well. It's pretty much a place to meet and greet, you know, sit down, chill, have a good time.
I gotta say, right at the time of this recording, it's about 3 o'clock on a Friday afternoon, and there's some people enjoying an early happy hour.
It happens to be someone's birthday at this time, and she's one of our older people, and, you know, they don't stay out after 8. So they celebrate the daytime. It's like our very own little Cheers, where everybody knows your name. There, you know, you can come in, you can be having the worst day ever, but there's always somebody in here that's gonna make you laugh. Just the camaraderie of just saying, hey, worked hard all week, you know, let's sit down, throw up a pint, you know, have a good time.
You see that black pole turning around? They used to have showgirls. They're sliding down that pole. Whole lot of Oreos guys from the 50s and the 60s used to hang in here. That's why they call it the Stadium Lounge.
It must have been a really sad personal time here when they tore that stadium down a bit.
Yes, it was. Because we didn't have the people coming in and out from the stadium anymore. Because, you know, they used to party their way to the stadium and party their way back. And Lord knows when they won, Wow, this place was just, it would just roar, it would just vibrate, because we'd have the backyard open with the pit beef going and the music playing, and of course plenty of Budweiser, you know, and Natty Bo. This is Maryland.
Isaiah Green, Isaiah, just like in the biblical book. I was coming here when I was 8 years old, but I couldn't get in here when I was 8 because there's a whole lot of prejudice around here.
I moved in the Waverly area in 1961. And when I moved in the Waverly area in 1961, we were the first black family to own a house on that block. But my mom was like a welder at Bethlehem Steel. My father was a postman. I pretty much grew up upper middle class, as opposed to a lot of my other counterparts.
Mr. Green, you said you're how old?
61.
What have you done all these years for work around town?
I work for KDON. We make military parts for planes, jeeps, boats. And I've been there 40 years. If I retire, they won't want me to go because I got to teach them, young people. But I can't teach them young people because they don't want to do that kind of work and they're scared.
It's like my mom retired from Bethlehem Steel after doing 30 years. She was one of the first black female welders ever to hold that job at Bethlehem Steel. It's not instilled in you in first to be hardworking and diligent in what you do in life. You tend to be a slacker. And a lot of these young people, unfortunately, they come from welfare homes, absentee parent homes, and which in by and large makes them all a little bit slacked.
What do you think being a bartender at the Stadium Lounge has taught you about human nature?
Always come prepared. Never leave home without the whole armor of God. Because you never know what you're going to get. I just learned to, you know, just keep an open mind. You know, because when you close your mind, you shut yourself off to a whole lot of experiences. Really hate to cut this short, but my patrons are ready to get back to enjoying their party, and they would like to turn the music on now and enjoy their party.
Miss Carmelita and Mr. Ike, I appreciate you guys taking the time to do this. Let's have a round, huh?
Oh, sure, why not?
I gotta go to work in the morning, so I can't hang.
It's the music, man.
His birthday is today, so, you know, I'm gonna put something on.
Did she give you a request, or are you gonna pick a little something for her?
I'm gonna pick the stuff. Right. You know, they call me the music man, so I usually do pretty good with that.
Tell me your name.
Elliot.
Elliot the Music Man, here at the Jukebox at the Stadium Lounge. What's up first?
I'm going to play some old school Teddy Pendergrass to get them in the mood, then I'll throw in some happy birthday. Good stuff.
Well, they're obviously in good hands.
Yes, they are.
Born here in Baltimore, grew up in Emerson Village, went to Emerson High. And High ended up on the east side, I never know. I was first in the liquor business for myself, then I went in the flooring business, then I came back to the liquor business, then I'm back in the check cashing business. Michael D. Thornton, 3332 Greenmount Avenue, Miller's Financial. First with a liquor store. The liquor store, and for the last, 4 years, solely just check cashing.
What made you get out of the liquor store business then?
Less headache. Less headache.
So explain to me what the difference is between what you do and what a bank does here.
Basically, we do about the same thing. But with us, we don't hold the money. We cash them because we know them through the years, and they get their money right then and there, as opposed to a bank where they got to hold it for maybe 5 to 7 days.
I mean, how do you make a living from that? There's a fee for the transaction?
Charge a fee. According to the type of check it is, insurance checks, payroll checks, money orders, all different types of checks, all different fees.
Do you like your work?
Yeah, because every day is a different day. It's a different story to be written every day. The people in this area are actually basically like family. You know them all. They know you. And as you talk to people, you talk to somebody's mother, you talk to somebody's sister, you talk to somebody's nephew, you don't know who knows who in this neighborhood.
I wonder how ultimately you'd like to be remembered as a person.
However fair. If somebody was to say they needed help, I wanted to make sure they needed help for what they say they needed for. Don't come up with even no BS. Tell me the truth from the onset. and we'll take it from there. But I would say hard but fair.
Hey, Radio Land, let me tell you what's going on.
1L Radio, one city block, everybody's story.
Out of the blocks, 3300 Greymount.
This is Hearing Voices with Out of the Blocks, produced by Aaron Hankin and Wendell Patrick for WYPR Baltimore.
You may think that that is a weapon as far as the microphone is concerned, and she's really trained. Zora, she's the queen of No Limit. It's a pit bull, and to be honest with you, one of the reasons we have her in here is for protection. So believe it or not, people are more afraid of the pit bull as opposed to a gun or a human being. Like, so it's a good and a bad thing, because some customers are like, oh, they have that dog in there, I don't want to go in there. But, you know, we are on Greymount Avenue, and it has been great because a lot of people, you know not to cross that, you know, threshold.
Well, she's a beautiful dog, but a tough-looking one. I'm happy to say hello from the other side of her area.
Okay. My name is Teresa Marable. We're at No Limit Communications, 3330 Greenmount Avenue. T-Mobile, AT&T, Sprint PCS, Boost Mobile, any car charger, the bling cases, any carrying case for your phone, earpieces, stuff like that, Bluetooth. Originally from New Jersey, I came here to go to Morgan State. And while I was at Morgan, I actually worked for another cell phone store. Then I left them and decided that I can open up my own store.
You want to introduce me to your colleagues? Who's here with you, Ms. Teresa?
Jamisha Richardson is here. She actually came on about 3 years ago, and right now she's currently acting vice president of the company. Really stand by me side by side. And also my personal assistant, Shawnee's sister.
So you've gone from being an employee at like a corporate place to being your own independent businesswoman who's got a staff of people working for you and with you.
Yes.
Talk to me about your family and friends. They must be pretty impressed.
Yeah, I guess that my mom is proud that, you know, I am a business owner. However, it's really, a lot of people think that owning your own business means that you have a lot of money and that you don't have to really work. That's not true. You really have to work harder than you would work for another business.
What do you think has been the happiest moment of your life?
Happy moment? What do you mean?
Ready yet? I'm waiting for my brother-in-law. He's coming to the egg.
A few more minutes. 进去查一下，你有没有叫进去的？Cheese the egg咯。还是写的大的嘞。 If I remember, happy.
What size? Small size or large size?
2160. 你好，欢迎大家来到五月花苑仓。 Susan Zhang, SusanGheng, 3326 Greymount Avenue, Mayflower Restaurant.
Not easy to me to speak English.
Customer, they almost like genital chicken, a fuyam, mixed vegetable, and fried rice.
Tell me how long you've been in business here at the Mayflower Buffet.
Almost 8 years.
And where are you from?
China.
So your mother and father came here. How old were you when you guys came here?
15 years old. Before I stayed in New York.
So you came from China to New York. What brought you from New York to Baltimore? Why Baltimore?
Too much noise in New York.
So there was too much noise in New York. And you think it's quieter on Greenmount Avenue?
No.
Do you like Greenmount Avenue? Do you like this neighborhood?
It's okay. The first, I don't like here. Now, it's okay.
When you first came here, you didn't like it here. Why not?
Before, here is too much children and doing bad stuff here and broken a window and stealing the cash. They just took out the cashier and leave.
But you say things are better now?
If I think it's better now before. Because now we here in neighborhood, I know who to face. They nice to we. We nice to them. That's why it's okay now.
Is this what you always wanted to do? Like when you were a young girl, what did you want to do?
I don't like doing business. It's my family. That's my parents' restaurant. I need to take care of it. That's why I don't have a choice. I don't like the restaurant. It's very tired, working hard. Sometimes busy. Sometimes it's quiet. That's why I stay here all the time. I don't get some rest.
How many hours a day do you spend here, Miss Sue?
11 hours.
11 hours. So how long do you think you'll do this? Will you do this forever?
Maybe. I don't know yet. Why not? I'm not thinking about it.
How you doing today?
Hey, afternoon.
Coach your hot dog, man.
A what now?
A kosher hot dog.
That's what you want for lunch today?
Yes, sir. It's only a dollar.
Let me see what I got.
Okay. I like that. What's that, a radio?
Yeah, it's an audio recorder.
Right,
you know what I'm doing? I'm making a radio story about the 3300 block of Green Mountain.
Oh, man. Oh.
You was in Christine's that
day. Yeah, I was in there.
Yeah, yeah, I was in there too.
Miss Mary, she was always in there.
And the son.
And the little boy, DK. Yeah.
Hey, look, I'm going to give you a report.
You're going to give me a report? Yeah. All right, I want a report.
Today, about an hour ago, somebody killed the man over there. The other day, they killed some 2-3 people over there. It's a shame how we hate and kill one another.
Tell me your name, friend.
Yaya.
Yaya.
You mean life and living. That was John the Baptist's name.
So what do you do with yourself nowadays?
I'll do this. What I'm doing right now, I'm surviving. And I thank the good Lord for every day he allowed me to awake.
Hey, so what do you want for lunch? Come on in here. I'll get you some lunch.
All I want is something to eat for lunch.
So now you got to tell me. Will you let me chat you up for a minute about Mr. Ernest?
Yeah.
We were here.
He told you for a minute right here, remember?
Yeah, I was here like a week or two ago talking to all you guys right here on this same corner, 33rd and Greenmount.
Yeah.
Ernest.
Yeah.
Yaya, as he calls himself.
Yeah.
We were talking, and now he's not here. Now, what happened to him?
I don't really know what happened to him. Last time I seen him, it was yesterday. I ain't seen him since.
Now, Miss Paula, you say he might have ended up in the hospital?
Yes. Somebody told me he got sick around here. An ambulance came and got him.
Right off of this corner?
Yeah.
So what do you suspect happened to him? He hits the bottle, right?
That too, but I think it's just a lot of wear and tear on your body being out here. Just being up every day, not having a good night's sleep, not eating like you should. So I think it's just a lot of wear and tear.
Long time no see.
How you doing?
Hey, how are you feeling? I heard your friends were telling me how to get picked up in an ambulance.
I feel with my hands.
You all right? You got your health back? They said you had to take you away?
I get drunk and go to sleep.
Yeah, I can tell you back to your old self.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what, though? Put you down with something, right? The best way to make money is to sell dope. No dope, no hope. I'm gone.
This is Hearing Voices, and we're out of the blocks.
From 3300 Greenmount, it's out of the blocks. A simple concept from the minds of Earn Hinken and Wendell Patrick.
1 hour, one city block, everybody's stories.
Come here. Come,
my name is Jada Watson, and I do hair at Dreams Boutique at 3308 Greenmount Avenue.
It's kind of destiny for you. This is always what you wanted to be, huh?
Yeah, since I was younger. Eventually, I want to have my own salon. That's why I'm furthering my education in hair, you know. I'm in school to get certified in doing hair. You know, I go to Baltimore Studio of Hair Design. So then once I get certified, I can do everything. And then I work at McDonald's as well at nighttime, just a little part-time job, you know. It pays the bills, so that's all that matters.
How old are you, Jada?
18. And what's most important to me right now is getting that certificate that say Jada Watson is an authorized cosmetologist. Once I get that, then can't nobody say nothing to me. Yeah, I have a boyfriend.
Yeah.
His name is Brandon, and we used to talk to each other when I was real younger, when I was in middle school. you know, he was into that whole gang mess and all that. And I was like, you know what? I don't got time for no gang boys, no Bloods, no Crips, no nothing. You know, I'm worried about being in school right now. You got to get yourself together. When you get yourself together, then you can come holler at me. And he really did. 4 years later, he came and talked to me on Facebook and was like, what's up? You know, like, how you doing? How you been? And come to find out, he was working. He's a seafood clerk at Giants. He's in school to be a lawyer at CCBC. He's a real good man. He turned into a great young man. I'm very proud of him. They say it's a lot of fish in the sea, but how many of them are good? So, yeah, I caught a good one.
It sounds like you might be on to a good way to get guys to go on the straight and narrow.
Yeah, that's all you young girls out there. If you got somebody that you really like, but they not doing good by themselves, you tell them you gone. If they really want you, they got to get themselves together and come back. No matter how long they take, no matter they take 2 years, 4 years like Brandon took or whatever. But just once they got themselves together, then tell them come holler at you. And that's the way you're supposed to do it.
At a young age, I was always planning to be an entrepreneur dealing with clothes and vending and stuff like that. Because I used to get the teddy bears and sit on Wilcock and never forget it. Wilcock and Preston. My mother had a house right there. I used to take the teddy bears from the carnivals and the toys that I get there, get big mayonnaise jars and pickle jars for people to drop pennies in there to win a prize when I was 6 and 8 years old. I used to carry people bags at Big B's when I was a little child, bringing in $65 cash. And back in those days, a quarter get me 25 bubble gums. LaCosta, Nautica, All Mankind, Rock Republic, Seven, Curry Hilton pants, the Wiley pants, pocket books, out. Different type of pocket books and stuff like that. I'm Mr. Dorsey at Dreams Boutique, 33rd and Greenmount. Basically giving back to the public, helping out the younger kids with their moms and everything, layaway plan here with 50% down. And just try to keep everybody up with the latest clothes that does come out each year. The first time when I went downtown to pay my taxes for a building, it woke me up to say it's coming true day by day with God that already had a vision for me and I believed in him. So you have to start with a little bit and you can make it come to be more.
What do you think makes this block special? What's special about this place and the people who are around you on this block?
Everybody sticks together, no matter what.
$299.
You off today?
Yeah, thank God.
DK! You want my son to do it?
No, I want you to speak for yourself, and I'll have him speak for himself.
Oh, for myself. It's Christine Ofoku.
And this place is named after you?
Yeah, it was named after me, yes.
Tell me the name of the shop.
It's at Christine Discount Store.
Hey, sweetie. Bye-bye.
I'll see you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
I'm from Nigeria.
What was it like growing up there?
It was beautiful. Yeah, it was nice, yeah. I just came to America to push my dream for years.
And when did you come here to the United States?
It was like about 92, yeah.
And how old were you when you came over?
20.
What do you think are the most important lessons you've learned in life?
To have a family, yeah. Yeah.
Tell me about your son.
He's a wonderful son. I just wish me a good luck for his life, yeah.
And tell me his name?
DK. D-A-K-E.
And how old are you, DK?
11.
Tell me what you do to help out around here.
Everything. Help the customers, ring up the customers sometimes, and watch the customers.
Walk me around in here. Show me what you got for sale in here.
Towels, comforters, bags, brushes, cleaning supplies, plates, and trash bags. We're about to get some more dog food and cat food because we're running out. Stuff to decorate your kitchen, hair supplies and beauty supplies, clothes and Snicker bars, Slim Jims, sugar cookies, and honey buns.
How often are you in here helping out your mom?
During the summertime and on Saturdays when we start school.
Talk about your mom and what you've learned from her about her home country.
I learned that if you practice, you can succeed in anything. You can make money if you try hard. And it's easy to make money.
What do you think is the toughest thing about running a business?
Dealing with robberies and stuff.
They get on the air. How many plans can you get
on the air? My name is Mary Richbird. I do my business right here on Green Mountain 33rd. I enjoy hanging out outside trying to make a profit, selling handbags. Oh, I just speak and say hi and have a good day. I don't associate with a lot of people up here. It's nothing, it don't cost you nothing to say hi. I just want good respect, just like they give me respect. You see a lot of action up here. A lot of it. I mean, it's not unusual. This is Baltimore.
He actually had a gun. He just told us we know what time it is.
You know what time it is. Kick it out.
There was a big gun in our face.
And they showed them the gun. They said, we're going to come back and kill you guys.
So he had a gun, pointed the gun at me.
He made everybody get on the floor.
That night, they broke the back door, came in, broke one of the guy's head.
He made everybody throw all his stuff in the middle of the floor.
And the old man, you know, what can he do? So he just gave them the money.
He took the money in my hand and he left.
And we were robbed.
I'm pretty sure everyone's got robbed on the block at least once. But some of these places have been robbed 15 times. It's crazy.
Officer Charles Faulkner, Sector 2, Post 25, which is basically the 33rd Greenmount Corridor. Been there for about almost 5 years. Most of the calls, disorderlies, loitering, CDS, controlled dangerous substance. A few years ago, we had a homicide right there on the corner of 33rd and Greenmount. So that's why, for the last 3 years, you always have an officer standing post and walking foot in that area. My first year, I said, is my worst year because you're new. Your badge is shiny. Nobody respects you. They know you're new. You smell new. You act new. Nobody knows you. So eventually, the nice way to put it, you kind of put your foot down. I won't say where, but you put your foot down. And a lot of times you have to make yourself known that I'm not disrespectful, but I won't be disrespected. So it's a lot of give and take. You pick your battles a lot because sometimes, guess what, I got to focus on more of like just keeping people safe and not just, okay, you're standing up in the corner. I can always come to you, but the more pertinent stuff needs my attention right now. You got to have probably three things at this job that you'll be successful. One, it's a sense of humor. You got to have a sense of humor in all of it. If you take it seriously, you'll go insane in 6 months of this job. Two, common sense. You can have a doctorate in whatever field you want. If it doesn't look right, it's probably not right. And last but not least is integrity. Because it's like a dog sensing fear. People can sense if you're being true to them or not.
I was about 17. I'm professionally, and living in the urban setting, right, which afforded me all the, gave me every opportunity to make all the wrong decisions, so to speak, right. So I did a small stint. I was incarcerated, in which I learned how to do this professionally. My name is James Carter. We are here. We're like basically in the heart of Greenmount Avenue, Greenmount 33rd, next to the old, matter of fact, this may be part of the old Boulevard movie theater that I recall at a younger age coming up to these movies and watching Bruce Lee films and stuff of that nature. Yeah, we're in the heart of the business area here up on Greenmount 33rd. I don't regret the choices I made, man, because it kind of moved into who I am today. I was able to like purchase little trimmers from the commissary, right, and with the comb and the razor, right, you know what I mean? And once a person saw, like I had a couple friends that let me use them as guinea pigs, so to speak. And once other people saw, you know what I mean, because sometimes it was hard getting into the barbershop. And you got your visits coming up and stuff of that nature, right? So it was kind of like a hustle. And I enjoyed doing it. So I just, when I got released, I just did my best to try to keep it going. I did 3 years, three times. Since then, man, you know, I've like grown up some, right? You know what I mean? I'm more vocal in my kids' life, more vocal in my grandkids' life, you know. And I'm just glad that I was one of the few people, right, that was given a second chance, because a lot of my friends, they ain't make it. If God was walking in this room right now, I would say thank you for not letting me go.
You've been listening to a special edition of The Signal.
Out of the Blocks.
From the minds of radio producer Aaron Henkin and electronic musician Wendell Patrick.
You can check out pictures and videos, right? Photos, yeah. I'm WendellPatrick.com.
WendellPatrick.com.
And you can hear this program anytime on demand at WYPR.org.
Aaron and Wendell want to thank every one of us
who took a leap of faith and shared our stories and our lives.
For 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.
This is 3300 Greenmount. Signing off.
Signing off.
Signing off.
Signal off.
Out of the Blocks originally aired on The Signal, a series on WYPR Baltimore. It was produced by Aaron Henkin and Wendell Patrick. Wendell composed the soundtrack. He's at WendellPatrick.com. Aaron works on the WYPR series The Signal, WYPR.org. I'm Barrett Golding, and there's links to everything you heard at HearingVoices.com.
Hearing Voices is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people, and the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes a great nation deserves great art. Our producers are Scott Carrier, Ann Hepperman, Larry Massett, and Kara Oler. Our intern is Max Durham. Mix engineer is Robin Wise of SoundImagery.com. Executive producer is Barrett Golding. From NPR, National Public Radio, this is HearingVoices.com.